Beis in the Rosh. We're holding in the second Rosh of the page. Telandor Mitir Chachamim. So the Rosh goes to all four of them, what they are. So the four, the Mishnah, beginning of the third parak in the Dorm, says the four in the Dorm which Chachamim said are not considered a netter. So the first one is Nidre Zeruzim. Person selling something. So the So they're bargaining. So he's saying, I won't go under a seller and with lashon of neder. He's saying I won't go above a shekel, which is a half a seller. A seller is four denorim. They both are willing to move to three. So shnei matarim shekel echad niskam lazaris chaver lohaya piva liba shoven l'shem neder. He didn't really mean a neder, even though he said it. So the there was a deeper of a neder, but we said that was not considered a neder b'klal because he never really meant it. And we need piva liba shoven.
How appropriate now, is that as a says it's sort of a general matter to it?
I think we would discourage it. Just the Chachamim were Mashar, this is how people spoke, this is what they meant, but sadly it was appropriate. So Nidre Shgagas. So the second case was Nidre Shgagas. Actually in our order we have Nidre Havoy with number two. But the Rosh has the Rishogas next. I didn't eat yesterday. I'm telling you with a netter that I didn't eat yesterday. Then realized he made a mistake and he actually did. So why is that? So Chazal Darshan that you have to have the mensch in the shua, and the definition of a mensch is the person's thought process. It means the full thought process. Pral onus. So if his thought process is being influenced from something outside of himself, it's not really him doing it. So that's lacking in Ahadam Bishua. It has to be the person is doing it of his own. The person with all of the Kayach of Adam, which means the Kayach of Bishir, etc., is choosing this. If there's a mistaken thing which is pushing it, that's not called the Adam. So the Shikha created a situation upon him which he didn't really want. So a person is exaggerating, saying, I'm chayav in a netter. The size of Adam's also to me with the netter. If I didn't see that there was other Mitzrayim, so there were 600,000 people there, not really, he didn't mean that. He saw a nochash which is as thick. It's a curse based abad. In a letter, she came there, Chanoshim, Kishiroyim, Dabr Muflug, Umashuna. People exaggerate when they see something which is already extraordinary. They speak in such a type of language. So he undertook, if you don't eat by me, Reuben said to Shimon, if you don't come and eat by me, so all of my items will be also in you. And so then he didn't come, but he didn't come not because of his own volition, but the situation caused it. The person got sick. The person's child got sick. The river was swollen. The bridge was out. We assume that he did not, when he made the netter, he did not have such a scenario in mind. Yeah. Okay. So Ravasi said that the Alden Dorme Sikhim Shela Lakhakam. So they have to go, you have to go be matzah. Nazat the Rosh. Malobi Pesach Kharata. You don't have to go through a process of Kharata. The Khalnera Nami Nitra Yale Kharata. So then what's unique about these Nadorim? Ella, I will give the lav Nadorim Ninu. Even though these Nadorim are really halachically not valid. It's sort of as a kanas, we require him to go through the process. He shouldn't get off too easy, because otherwise he's, what they're doing was inappropriate. It still was not having the proper reverence to the concept of a neder. So therefore, we're not going to let him get away with just like, you know, without having to do some process and making a tirch upon him. So he'll understand that this is not appropriate to do. When Sisanami Onus Onusu, the plying over here, so Nidra Oitzim applies it over here. Shana Yacholichlis below Yayin, Ushalot the Tam of the Mesa. This person saying he needs to have wine or the Tam of the Mesa. So the Onus. Is assuming that that's we're not arguing him at that point. We accept that point is true. So he thought that the only way that he's going to making this netter if this is going to be mutter, and you can't. That to be makabel and netter and not have that, there's an artist forcing him not to do it. See, he can't make such a netter. So really shouldn't be chal, but so we're having machlokes between Rishim and the Chachamim whether it needs to go through the due process. So the Rabbanan hold like Shmuel that they do not need to go through any process. Like boy Shelo, Rishim and Oyser Ad Sheyatale Kiravasi. So the Rosh, the comparison is not correct. Over there, the netter is a netter, and the tanai which is causing it is X, and now the tanai was fulfilled through an oinus. So technically, the netter should be chal, because the tanai was fulfilled. The tanai was fulfilled not under what was intended, the way the tanai should be fulfilled. That's not a valid kiyum of the tanai, and therefore the netter is not a netter. That's over there. So we're dealing with the netter is a netter, and then there's the tanai is the oinus. Over here, the oinus is in the netter itself. Right? He's saying I'm making a netter that I should be a nozer, but I can't drink wine. I need to drink wine. So you have no question. So what do you do when you have an oinus, when you explicitly said something and you have a difficulty with it? Mehechad hesi, one or the other. But that's not that sugya over there, b'chlal. Now,
mehechad hesi, one or the other.
We have no raya at all from there, one way or other, whether that such an oinus affects a netter. So you have an oinus, very nice, but so don't make the netter. You made the netter. That's nothing to do with that case over there. Over there, the oinus was something unexpected, which came from the outside, vis-a-vis fulfillment of the tanai. Over here, he knows what it is. He made the netter anyway. So Elmai, what? You're foolish. Okay, but who said that? Who said that there's such a thing that's matter a netter? It doesn't do with that Mishnah. The case of the oinus was as an outside thing which occurred later on. if a person knew the river was swollen and the bridge was out, and he made the neder anyway, and he said, "Well, I couldn't do it." Of course, you couldn't do it, but you knew about it. You made the neder. That's not roinus. The roinus is that the kiyum was done unexpectedly, not based on what your original intent was. What did it do with over here? Yeah. Satir Taram, I'm not sure who the Ram is. It could be Rabbeinu Meir, which was the Russia's Rebbe. I'm not sure. In the Kolmokam, time of the Masnisen, come a time of the Indri Oinsim, the Hossam. Why the Hossam have time and Mishum, the Ain P, Beliba Shavin, the Dait of the Oinis, Loy Nodak. The root of the problem is that whatever his Dibra was, that's not what he meant. And that goes into the rule of Ain P, Beliba Shavin. The Dait of the Oinis, Loy Nodak. But Masnisen Nami, Beshor, Shekiba, Lov Naziris, Lohoya, Bedait, the Lesser Atma Beyayin. Kim Shar Devorim. Well, your people were shoving. So he assumed that he's going to get a heter for this because there's no way he can live without it. So he never meant that part of it. Now, Baba Gav di Havi Omer Behedya Chutzman and Yayin the Havi Nazir. Now, I understand. So we're making it better than if he said it explicitly, because according to Rabbanan, if he says Chutzman and Yayin, he's still a Nazir and Osir and Yayin. So Hani Milahecha the Loi Onus with Kabbalas Yayin. The Mahachad the Mach was Onus Enel Makabel Love Yayin Loi Havi Nazir Klal. That rule that if a person is another from one of the Naziris, he's Chayv and everything else, is not that there's something preventing him from accepting the other things. But over here, the situation is preventing him from accepting that. So that acts as a flaw in his Kabbalah, and he's not an Nazir.
The situation, meaning that his sort of addiction to wine.
Right.
So it's got to, yeah, so it has to really be something like an addiction.
Yeah, it wasn't just Tom. It wasn't just a language. And we're assuming that this statement is a true statement, a real statement. Now, Ubashem Rabbeinu Yitzchak Mitzasi. Just from the language, the way Rosh is presenting, I'm assuming the before was Rabbeinu Meir, because the re was actually earlier, so he could write Bashem Rabbeinu Yitzchak Mitzasi, whereas the Ram is a Tirtz Ram, and he was. So the re. Matsasi, I saw he said like this: the Mestizim Marish Kibbal Alav Naziris Stam, the Haydaita the Chol Din Naziris, Veira Lo Mikra, Echarla Shatzarch Lish Tres Yayin, Shehutzuk Litamal Mesim. The scenario of the case over here was that there was Bishas the who was Mekabel Naziris. It was similar to the case over there. Intent was full intent. Everything was really ready to go. And now a situation developed which changes everything. He because of his illness, he has to drink wine. Or he has to be metamel mesim. So what is he saying?
Would it change the time?
Does
this change the timeline? Previously, the issue with the wine was prior to the never.
Correct.
And now it's arisen after the fact.
Correct. I knew that. I mean, So Koshke the dinu she atirali kibali the das eloh oitzim lo kibalti elai. Even though I said it's stam, obviously in situations where there's going to be an oinus forcing me to do otherwise, I never meant to make be a nozer. So he's arguing that the same way over there, a person does not mean to be makabel a neder. If he's forced into the there's a situation of oinus which is creating a problem. So we're also did not mean such a thing. That's clearly not my intent. Now, it's like the Rosh, it's not exact. It's still not 100% analogous. Manir leaves at the Rosh. It's Arkla Hoysev al Demorov. You have to add a little bit. The Katil Adami Lagamri Lindir Oinsim, it's still not exactly the case over there. Why? The Hosim Kadim Shechel Aneder, excuse me, Hosim Ira Ha'inus Kadim Shechel Aneder.
Hosim Eimod.
In other words, since the onus was in the Kiyama Tanai, and the neder is only Chal when the Tanai is Niskayim, and by the time that the Tanai was Niskayim, it was Niskayim Ayyadei onus, it was coming up, the neder is only taking effect through the onus. But over here, at the time when he made the neder, there was no onus. Hill Yeshafarish, the Haka Mari could go in Sha'amar Harani Nazar this man you do it. I'm undertaking to become a Nazar at such and such a time in the future. Shows the Askel and the Zerusi. My Nazirs will take effect and start 3 months from now. Ukadim Hagos is man, Iriloh Oinus. And before the time for the letter to take effect was reached, the Oinus occurred. So the time the letter is supposed to take effect, the Oinus is already here. So that's more analogous. So that the neder should take effect while the onus already is in place is like the case over there that you say it doesn't take effect. That's the comparison. Person says he's standing in Kislev. He says, you know what, I have a problem, I drink too much in Purim. I'm in Makabal and Naziris, which is start Rosh Chodesh Adar. So it's 3 months from now. Meanwhile, in the middle of Shvat, he gets sick and he has to drink wine. So by the time the neder is supposed to be Chal, which is Rosh Chodesh Adar, he has the onus already existing. So now you're saying that the it's not logical that the neder should take effect when there's an onus preventing it from taking effect. Just like over there, the neder is to take effect. The more within the door, it should take effect. The neder, because he didn't arrive, because of it only takes effect when he doesn't arrive. He doesn't arrive because of an onus. So it comes at the time that it's supposed to take effect. The onus is there. Okay. Zok the Mishnah. So hold on by the Mishnah and I'll get off on base. Haredi Nozer. Bala the Galech Nozer. Now the Galech Nozer over here doesn't necessarily mean that he's undertaking to be the barber. But what he is undertaking is that since the process of getting a haircut for Nozer means he brings the three Karbonos he's chayv at the end of his Naziris, and then part of the process he has to take a haircut because he puts the hair under the dud, and that's what's matter him to now end his Naziris. He cuts his hair, he puts it on the dude, the pot. So actually, you know, the Rambam in Minyan and Mitzvahs counts the three karbonas and the cutting of hair as a mitzvah. It's all that's the mitzvah. There's four parts of the mitzvah, but it's one mitzvah. So Elilah Galeach Nozer means he's committing to provide the karbonas for a nozer. So he's been mekabel to be an ozer himself, and he will finish his process in the zeris. And besides that, he's also committing to provide the kavanas for a different ozer as well. If somebody else was then said, you know what, I also will be a nozer, and I also commit to megalech a nozer. Hoyepichim Megachim says that. See, if they're smart, so Reuven and Shimon did this. So Reuven committed to megalech a nozer. He'll do it for Shimon. So and Shimon will do it for Reuven. So they end up only each one fulfilling their naziris. When they said naziris, they didn't commit that they're going to lay out their own money for their own naziris kibbonis. They said they're going to provide the kibbonis for somebody else, so that they have to do for themselves. They can get somebody else to do it for them, so they can do it for each other. If they didn't do that, they have to provide the kibbonis for somebody else. So what's the chiddush of the Mishnah? If they're smart, they can do it, right? Yeah, obviously. So that the Rosh, just a short piece of Rosh on the Mishnah. Kalecha poiter noy pichin kalecha poiter chaveroy mikarbon oisav. But chiddush of the Masnisin, sharishin yochel lifter asheni avish b'shas nizroy akati lo havi asheni nozer. Can refresh for Gemara. The war is going to explain.
Where are you in the rush? Where are you in the rush?
I'm in the rush. I don't know. I'm a sneezin. Actually, it's in brackets. Maybe you don't have it. So sometimes the bracket pieces were added based on Tisvi Yad.
The thing you have in the rush is Buster and call the Hashim Shalom. I don't have
anything. The Hagos.
Okay. You have it? In the Gaius of Sion, where do you have it? Okay, so I have two pieces of Rush. One on the Mishnah, one on the Gemara. There's the piece of the Mishnah. The Gemara says that the Gemara has an argument to say that when Reuben said, I'm going to be a Nazir, that's not for, and I'm going to commit to the Kabbalahs for a Nazir. So maybe he meant only somebody who's already a Nazir. Now Shimon says, and I'm also committed to the kibbutz of a nozer. Well, Reuven already is a nozer. That's great. But when Reuven said it, he was committing to take care of the kibbutz for a nozer. Shimon wasn't a nozer yet. So I would think that I could have argued that the Mor is going to bring cases where that might be true. Such a lashon is mekabel committing to somebody already who already exists. But our Mishnah says that he meant is when I come to provide the kabbalas, that person. I mean, he can already give him a kabbal. He doesn't have to wait to finish his naziris to provide. He's doing two things. He's making a neder and a naziris. The neder has nothing to do with his naziris bechlal. It just happened to me. He's doing two at the same time. He's making a neder to provide the kabbalas for a nazir. Do it right now. He's done. Well, who? Somebody who's a nazir right now, who's ready to be megaleach. But this fellow isn't even a nazir yet. So he didn't mean him. He meant him also. That's a valid kiyum of his kabbalah. Okay.
Clear. And play under case and enter without a specified time. So far, I believe we've said it's sometime in the future they have to do it, not that they have to do it at this time. And it's time is really being pretty good as if they were doing it 2 years. It's very possible that none of them here of the day would still be for the note at that time.
I mean, the simple way to be mekayim it is you go to Beis Hamikdash, you stand by the door and say, excuse me, are you an usher? Do you need I'll pay for your kibbutz, right? So that's his plan. What?
I don't know what his plan is. But that is the simplest way, yes.
Right. He'll go to the Beis Hamikdash whatever day it is, and hopefully he'll find an usher there. And if not, he'll go back tomorrow. That's how he's going to fulfill it. But the Mora handles, the Mora is grappling with this question of, Nazir, then it could be that language means somebody who already is a Nazir. That's a language, we have a language issue. That Malala Glath Nazir means somebody who already exists as a Nazir. The Mora discusses it in a in regards to the cases of Shlitus, the Mora discusses I only mean to, I'm appointing someone to be a Shlita to X, I mean within a certain pool of what exists right now, not what will come into the situation into the future. That's what I'm thinking about. So when I say Nazir, the more then ask in our Mishnah, the more says, when a person says Nazir, according to you, that rule, we'll see the more, you base one off at the bottom. Okay. So the Gemara, Ibarlu Shomachaber Vomervani Mahu. So Reuven said, "Already knows the Balad Glech knows." So he did two things: he made an Azirus and he made a Neder. And Shimon says, "Vani," and I also. So what does that mean? Does that mean Akula Dibura Mashmo? I do my Paga Dibura Mashmo. Vani means I'm in totally. You made two Kabbalas. I also made two Kabbalas. Or he meant one of the two. He seems to learn Rapalge the Dibura Mashma, and if we assume that he meant one of the two, a ratio as safe, which one of the two did he mean? Okay. Toshma from our Mishnah. Vani Valadik Lech Nosir. My Pichim and Gacham says that. So Zatimor Midakamra Vani Valai. Well, if Vani alone is Machai and both of them, why does he need Vani Valai Lech Nosir? Just say Vani. The Mishnah could say the same discussion. Reuben says, Radio Nosir Valai Lech Nosir. Right? That's all you need. Apparently, we're assuming from our Mishnah that Vani doesn't mean both. And to have that Shimon should be the parallel to Reuben, that he should have both Chiyuvim, you need Vani Valai. That the word Vani alone is only going at one of the two. Okay. So the Gemara says, okay.
And it's the ratio.
The Bach has the word mashma. Then the Gemara says, "Armor in a pagal the dibur mashma miu a ratio I say from." Which one? Is it the Mora? Well, Minoah, from the same Mishnah, you could prove the second question as well. Midakamra v'alai l'galeach. Shema Minoah v'ani al tchilas tibur ha-mashma. If Ani goes back on v'alai l'galeach, which was the last thing Reuven said, so the person say v'ani and I'm also an ozer. Not Ani v'alai l'galeach. So therefore you see that Vani is going back on the Zeris and Valad Galeach is going, therefore he has to add in, if you want to also be Chayiv in the Neder, you have to speak out the Neder.
But it's not because of the order, is it? Or it's because of the, you know, one is sort of a change to the person's status as opposed to his action.
I don't know. I think it's sort of what you're saying is correct. The problem is the more I seem to present this, I'm not sure the more is lashon atchilas dibura or sof dibura is because of the order or because there's a logic behind it. I'm not sure, but the more present, the more is not clear.
It seems to say that Reuven said the two things. Shimon said the two things. They're both high and low.
Right.
What happens if Shimon only said by the name? And so we change the mission in the sense that with the pre new case. And then we say, well, the fact that the mission has the other case proves that a new must be the ratio. But that's kind of, it's not what he said. He said, by me, without, and we don't know what the reference is. And the missionary talks about it, he says both, not he just says one. And it could be that he just says one does really mean the net.
Well, the first deek you agree with, that you agree with, right? That if a need covers both, there's no reason to say the mission, if the mission wants to give a case, then the second person is. I mean, the mission is writing its own case. It's not responding to a story, right? So if Bani alone covers both, so why the mission say Bani Balai? Just say Bani. Bani is by definition Bani Balai. Right? So that's the first deek of the Gemara. Yeah?
That a need will cover both?
Well, what's the goal of the mission? The goal of the mission is to create a scenario with Reuven and Shimon, both are Nazirim,
yeah.
And they both have a netted to be Megaleach somebody else. So Reuven, we need Reuven to say both things, because otherwise there's nothing to talk about. So Reuven says, I'm a Menozer and I'm a Leather Galeach. So far, we're forced to say that's the case. Now, we want to have Shimon to be in the same situation. So if Vani covers both things, so the mission could have said,
yes.
Right.
Yes.
So the mission has no need to say about Levi Galeach. Okay, good. Alamai, what do you see from the Mishnah? From the fact the Mishnah said Vani Valai, that Vani alone does not cover both. Otherwise, the Mishnah could have said that case.
Yeah.
Good. Verse is okay. Now, if the assumption is that Vani is going back to the last thing that he said, that's what we would assume halachically.
Mm-hmm.
The Mishnah said, and Nozer, because Vani means Yirmi Galeach, Vahareni Nozer, Yirmi Kabel Naziris. If the assumption that the phrase of Ani means, and I also, is going back on the last thing the person said, so the Mishnah should have said, and Shimon heard and said, Vani, Vahareni Nozer.
So we're using the last part of the Mishnah, in order to explain what I mean.
Elaborate.
We're saying that by me refers to both pieces. Because if it doesn't refer to both pieces, then you have your peak and look wouldn't be effective, wouldn't be possible to say. If no one referred to the part, then they couldn't do each other. Because one of them would not be enough.
Correct.
So we're relying on that last piece in order to force the Ani to cover both.
Well, we're saying the knee doesn't cover both.
We're saying that if I need to cover both, then we'd be relying on the last piece. Now you get them to make the Ani cover both.
That would indicate to us how the Tana views Vani.
Yes.
Correct.
But that's not the text, so we don't know how the Tana views just saying that.
Again, if as far as I'm concerned, what's the goal of this mishnah? The goal of the mishnah is to teach me a language issue. The goal of the mishnah is to teach me the halacha that they can be megaleich each other. So the more is assuming the goal of the mishnah is to teach you the halacha that they can be megaleich each other.
Yes.
How you get there, I don't care. Well, if I don't care, if I need get you there, so why do we write more than that? That's the more is dear. So the Gemara, okay, well, so good. So again, we're just working with give me the most minimal case you can give me to get to where I have to get to. So the most minimal case is not the words of Ani, that's not going to get you there. You need Ani v'alai l'galeich nosur. Mor says, well, why don't you say Ani v'hareni nosur? If the assumption is that a person says Ani, he means, he's referring back to the last thing the person said. So Ani means I'm chayiv and karbonis. And we're going to nosur. But v'hareni nosur. From the fact that the Mishnah says Ani v'alai l'galeich indicates that Ani assumes he's going back on the hareni nosur. And therefore you need to v'alai l'galeich to mechayiv you in the netter part. So that's the more is right. Omer Ravuna b'Reid of Yeshua the Rava. Imai the Haki, who was it? Imai the Haki, who? Why is that so? Lo the Emelcha Vani Akula Dibura the Dibura Mash. He puts it. Really, Vani is going back on both. V'imishum v'alai v'maika amar v'alai v'hamilsa, and the phrase that when I say v'alai is that he's just that the way people talk is they say v'ani and they also say a person says what he means in a short phrase, and sometimes he explains, you know, by the way, and I mean everything. So that's, and we don't say he's being makabel v'ani I'm a nozer and I'm a chayiv to being kabonis and v'alai the galeach I'm a chayiv to go to the second time, you know. No, we don't say, maybe that's what he means. No, we say that's how a person talks, that the v'ani v'alai is a gili milsa on what I just said. And I'll prove it to you, is that the Amor Tzilotei Mahachi, because what about the next mishnah, the Tani Sefer, the next mishnah you base on a base. So this person was not makabel naziris at all in that case. Oh, it's late. Okay, let's hold it here.